If, while traveling, you are struck with a burning need to visit the statue of a famous baseball player, we have great news for you. The Sporting Statues Project has compiled a database of such graven tributes. Interestingly, the compilers are two men and one woman with ties to the University of Sheffield in the land where cricket is king of the bat and ball sports. Joining me now is Dr. Chris Stride, a senior lecturer and applied statistician at Sheffield's Institute of Work Psychology. Dr. Stride, welcome to Only a Game.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for inviting me on.
You have also provided a database of sports statues in the UK. That seems natural enough, but why did you and your colleagues decide that the world needed a database of baseball statues in the United States?
We started off looking at the UK sports statues. We wanted to know why these things were being built. And as we were searching around, we noticed a lot of statues were popping up from the United States. When we did searches on Google, both me and Fionn, who works with me on the project, are interested in baseball. So the natural next thing to do was go looking for baseball statues. I think we were interested to have some comparison to why statues in the UK had been built. Were the reasons the same in America? Did we find the same patterns for construction, etc.?
Were there patterns that were common to statues of baseball players in the US and statues of sports heroes in the UK?
Yes, I think there are a number of similarities. In terms of the subjects that are chosen, there's a very strong era effect. By that I mean the era they played in. And that's because a lot of these statues, particularly the ones at ballparks, are built by the sports organizations to evoke nostalgia in fans and sports tourists.
Well, tell me about some of the more noteworthy sports statues there in the UK.
Probably the most famous one is of Bobby Moore. He was England's captain in the 1966 Soccer World Cup, and his statue is outside Wembley Stadium. It's a very large statue, quite imposing. You see it as you walk towards it. There's a statue that I think would be particularly of interest to listeners on the east coast of America, and it's one of the earliest sports statues in the UK. It's a statue of a rower called James Renforth. Renforth was competing in what was effectively a rowing world championship off the coast of Boston, and he collapsed and died while he was rowing. So they put a stone statue of him up by his grave in Newcastle.
I have to admit that I hadn't known there was a statue of Dom DiMaggio of the Boston Red Sox until I looked at your database, even though that statue is about a five-minute walk from this studio. How did you find it?
Well, that's actually one of the more well-known ones. The way we found a lot of the statues was simply searching on Google and interviewing sculptors, interviewing project organizers, interviewing people from foundries. The statue of Dom DiMaggio, it's not just a statue of DiMaggio. It is Dom DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Bobby Doerr, and Johnny Pesky. It's called The Teammates, and that's about four players who played for the Red Sox in the 40s and 50s.
How long before we see a statue of David Beckham?
Well, there is already a statue of David Beckham in Thailand, incredibly, in a Buddhist temple. There's a Buddha that looks like David Beckham in a Buddha posture, but it's definitely David Beckham. It's got the hair, the face, everything. How long before we see one in the UK? Well, statues of contemporary players are very rare, and Beckham is still playing, so I can't quite see it happening yet.
Do you and your colleagues have plans to expand this database of sports statues?
We're hoping to track down all the statues of soccer players around the world. That's quite ambitious given the language barriers and a lot of countries play soccer. We've found 100 or so already, but I think we might just have scratched the surface. You find them in the funniest places. You find statues of soccer players in North Korea and India and places like that you would not naturally associate as soccer world powers. And at the moment, I'm also doing world cricket. That doesn't take quite so long.
Dr. Chris Stride is one of three researchers for the Sporting Statues Project, to which you can find a link on our website, onlyagame.org. Dr. Stride, thank you very much for speaking with me.
No problem at all. Thanks for inviting me on. It's so hard to be a statue you can own. It's so hard to play that statue part of mine.
Do you have a favorite sports statue? Which athletes would you like to see immortalized in bronze? Visit Facebook.com/onlyagameradio and post your opinions. And while you're there, like us. That's Facebook.com/onlyagameradio.
It's a hard, hard, hard to roll by. It's a hard, hard, hard.
You're listening to Only a Game.